Very typical of spring around here where we see temperatures up and down, kind of bouncing back and forth. And today we're on the lower end with temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. Extra clouds around and a couple of showers for the afternoon, a possibility. Nothing heavy or severe, but nonetheless, be prepared to dodge a few showers. As we head to the evening, those skies should start to break up. Temperatures in the 50s, low 70s for your Saturday, partly sunny and breezy at times. Extra clouds and cooler. Temperatures drop into the low 60s for Sunday. I'm 70s meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
52 degrees in Hyattsville, 53 in Herndon, 53 this morning in Foggy Bottom.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
the FAA opens an investigation into a near collision at Reagan National Thursday. I'm Dan Roman.
Israel has carried out retaliatory airstrikes against Iran. We'll have the latest.
How police found out about an area student's story, which they believe included plans to commit a school shooting. I'm Mike Marilla.
A county school system gets an update and an earful on school security. I'm Kate Ryan.
A man arrested in the shooting death of his girlfriend. This is Kyle Cooper.
We've got showers possible today, going to the upper 60s.
6 o'clock here on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel responds. CBS News confirms the IDF carried out a strike inside Iran today in retaliation for last weekend's Iranian missile and drone launch. The BBC's Yoland Nell is in Jerusalem.
The Israeli military has not had any comment on whether this was an Israeli offensive inside Iran. So you have had overnight these reports, first from the semi-official Fars news agency, where it talked about three explosions being heard in Isfahan, right in the center of the country, close to a key airport, close to an important military base.
The International Atomic Energy Agency reports no damage to nearby nuclear sites. Jonathan Lord is a Mideast expert with the Center for a New American Security.
Reports are coming in, a lot to be clarified, but it does appear that this was a limited strike intended to demonstrate that Israel has the ability to attack in inside Iran and hit fairly sensitive targets.
Former President Trump returns to court in New York, where a jury of 12 has now been seated in his hush money trial. The prosecution and defense will get to work on choosing five alternates today. CBS's Robert Costa has more from Manhattan.
Trump was mostly quiet in court, occasionally staring into the jury box. But he's continued to rage about the case on social media, alarming prosecutors who claimed he has violated the judge's gag order seven times.
New developments in the murder case of the man charged with killing four University of Idaho students in 2022. Brian Koberger claims he was taking a drive on the night in question. CBS's Carter Evans heard from a victim's loved ones.
The Gonsalves family tells CBS News they're relieved to finally see the alibi information, and it actually makes them feel more confident about the prosecution. They're just frustrated with all the delays in the case. A trial date still has not been set.
An 18-year-old in Rockville, Maryland, has been arrested and charged after police say they discovered a 129-page document with a plan for a mass shooting at his high school. It stunned students at Wooten High.
My first, initial thoughts are like how can it's like someone even, think about doing that?
Court documents state the suspect described a memoir he was writing about a trans character who was being bullied. Tomorrow marks 25 years since 12 students and a teacher were shot and killed at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. Tom Mauser's son was among the victims.
To me, Daniel is still 15. I just really don't like to think about, what he'd be doing or what kind of job he'd have or anything like that.
S&P futures down 17. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03 on a Friday morning, April 19th. We're at 52 degrees, cloudy, cooler today, a few showers possible, highs in the upper 60s. Good morning. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. More on a story you've been hearing about. A close call between two planes ready to take off at Reagan National Airport is now under investigation. WTOP's Dan Ronan has the latest.
7:41 Thursday morning, a JetBlue flight to Boston begins its takeoff roll on runway 4. It's moving at 39 miles per hour when a Southwest Airlines 737 heading to Orlando further up the runway crosses what's called a hold short line and begins nearing the runway. An air traffic controller issues a frantic command.
We were cleared to cross runway 4.
Aviation safety analyst John Nance says the two controllers who issued the conflicting commands appear to have lost situational awareness, and the incident, he says, was unacceptably close. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
A D.C. man has been indicted in connection with a deadly hit and run near the National Mall. 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson was reportedly driving with expired tags last July when Secret Service officers tried to pull him over. Robertson, though, fled the scene, and police say he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong of Philadelphia, as well as Wong's 13-year-old granddaughter at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue. Wong died. His granddaughter had minor injuries. The charges include second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, and fleeing law enforcement. Robertson is scheduled to be arraigned later this month.
A student at Wooten High School in Rockville is under arrest and charged with making threats of mass violence. It comes after he shared a story about a school shooter that police may have been part of a plot to shoot up his school. WTOP's Mike Murillo says the arrest comes after a friend of the student came forward.
That friend was in Baltimore when 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, shared a Google Doc of a story about a school shooter he wrote. While the document claimed the story was fiction, the friend, according to the court documents, thought there were striking similarities between the main character in the story and Ia. Both were Asian teens who were transgender and both had problems at home and were bullied at school. Those shared traits, the friend says, along with indications in the writing that a school shooting could be imminent, brought that person to police. Police discovered Ia had been hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school and wanting to harm himself. During one of those hospitalizations is when he met the friend. Prosecutors say Ia's electronics revealed concerning social media messages about wanting to be a serial killer. Also a drawing depicting a school shooting in which the shooter was labeled me. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can read more at WTOP.com. We also expect to hear more about this case from police later today.
Also in Montgomery County, a commitment to school safety is being questioned. When spring break ended, Interim Superintendent Monique Felder issued a letter detailing plans to implement change. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports at its most recent meeting, the school board was blasted for delays on those changes.
Sammy Saeed, the student member of the Montgomery County Board of Education, reminded his colleagues they had passed a resolution on school safety back in November, yet they were discussing things like adding vape detectors and more security measures for the future.
But now we need to address it. These things should have been addressed 6 months ago, and now we're saying it's going to be next year.
Saeed said he continued to hear from students about fighting and drug use in bathrooms. And at the same board meeting, Kennedy High School English teacher David Gebler said,
last school year, we had vape detection sensors active in our bathrooms to detect drug use. They were removed over the summer without the knowledge of our new and incoming administration.
Interim School Superintendent Monique Felder wrote in an April 2nd community letter that there's continuous monitoring of school grounds and urged parents with concerns to contact their school principals. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Coming up, you may see something different in your next Starbucks order. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Brighten your world with Meadows Farms during our blooming sale. Attention VIPs, enjoy a delightful 20% off all our in-stock azaleas, including the stunning encores, the vibrant roses featuring knockouts, rhododendrons, dogwoods, and more. Don't miss out on 20% discounts for our 4.5-inch premium annuals, all 1 gallon perennial creeping phlox, and all 1 gallon perennial dianthus. Discover more at meadowsfarms.com or visit any of our 17 family-owned Meadows Farms nurseries. Hurry, sale ends Wednesday. Come and plant a little happiness with us.
It's 6:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th with Rita Kessler watching for trouble on the roads.
Yeah, and we do have a couple of problems now on 95 in Virginia. So if you're northbound on 95 near 17 in Fredericksburg, the right side of the roadway is blocked with a crash. Watch for the flashing lights, but not really seeing much of a delay. Then northbound, you'll find it slow from Dale City into Woodbridge with the lanes open. More volume through Newington, but good into Springfield. Southbound 95, however, that's a late delay or an early delay, actually, coming out of Stafford, trying to make your way toward the Centerport Parkway. There is a work zone that isn't supposed to clear until about 7 this morning, taking the right side of the roadway. So with more volume, that's causing a delay. 395, no reported problems. 66, also good in either direction. If you're in the district, it is southbound DC 295 that is slow from Burroughs toward East Capitol Street. Then it looks good to the 11th Street Bridge. I-295, no problems all the way to the bridge. Suitland Parkway still in good shape between Branch Avenue and the Douglas Bridge. Now, in Northwest, it is 17th Street at D Street, a report of a crash. On 270 southbound, no issues reported out of Urbana. Headed to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. On the outer loop top side of the Beltway, more volume. After New Hampshire, headed toward Georgia Avenue, but nothing major, not really a backup. Your lanes are open. Inner loop, no problems, headed toward the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
And out of 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Tracking clouds today and the chance for a few afternoon scattered showers. Temperatures noticeably cooler in the mid to upper 60s. So definitely might want a jacket, particularly as you head out the door this morning. Overnight, temperatures will slip back into the 50s. It'll be clearing skies for the overnight hours. Heading into your weekend, Saturday, back into the 70s with a bit of a breeze. Highs in the low 70s for your Saturday. A secondary push of cooler air by Sunday. Sunday, only in the 40s when you wake up. Low 60s for highs in the afternoon with extra clouds. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 51 in Gaithersburg at this hour, 53 in Arlington, 51 in Lanham. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
610 Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. The FBI is warning of a new scam claiming people owe money for unpaid tolls. A new alert says agents have received over 2,000 complaints since March coming from several states where victims received a text message representing a toll collection service. The message directs the target to a website claiming the toll must be paid as soon as possible to avoid a $50 late fee. If you do receive a questionable text, the FBI suggests to not click on any unfamiliar links and to check your toll account directly.
A big change is coming to Starbucks. The coffee giant is swapping out its cold drink cups with a more environmentally friendly option. Starbucks reportedly spent the last 4 years developing the new containers. Engineers tested thousands of options to see how much plastic they could remove while still making the cup feel familiar to devoted Starbucks customers. The new disposable cups will have up to 20% less plastic, and the company estimates it will eliminate more than 13 million pounds of plastic each year.
Coming up, a deadly shooting, a hospital lockdown, and now an arrest. 6:11.
Save on best-of-season produce at Whole Foods Market. Get 4 medium Hass avocados for $4 with Prime through April 23rd. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Here's David Kubicki, Senior Solutions Architect Manager at Palo Alto Networks, highlighting the importance of secure software development during the 2024 DoD Cloud Exchange.
That shifting left capability and providing that security within the development cycles is really the only way that you can keep up with the application velocity within the cloud. So hopefully applications, workloads, et cetera, that you're deploying to the cloud have already started at a known good state.
Listen to the entire discussion on federalnewsnetwork.com. Search DoD Cloud Exchange.
Feeling overwhelmed by cybersecurity? Spending more, but not seeing results? You're not alone. Palo Alto Networks can help your agency cut through the complexity and maximize your security impact. Ditch the point products and embrace the power of platformization and AI. We offer solutions that grow with you, no matter where you are on your cybersecurity journey. Reduce risk, simplify your approach, and secure your digital future. Learn more at paloaltonetworks.com/industry/federal.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale April 19th through the 22nd and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Imagine your team always looking and feeling their best in high-performance technical workwear. Cintas can make it happen. They have garments for almost every job imaginable. And with the Cintas Workwear program, you get freshly laundered garments delivered every week for everyone on your team. Great garments without the bother of laundry. That's a real perk for employees. Find out how Cintas can boost team image and morale. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Coming up,
helping others navigate life as amputees. I'm Scott Gelman.
More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
It's the final days of Diamonds Direct Spring Sale. This is your last chance to get 20% off store-wide. Plus, book an appointment and you'll get an additional $100 off your purchase. You don't want to miss this. 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. And a huge selection of the latest styles with in-store designer appearances. 20% off ends this Sunday. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
6:15.
A Fairfax County man is under arrest, charged with shooting and killing his girlfriend. We get details from WTOP's Kyle Cooper.
In a bizarre case, police say 47-year-old Hugh Tien Nguyen shot Allison Laporta inside a vehicle in the Lorton area, then drove her to the hospital and stayed with her. Mount Vernon Hospital went on lockdown for a short while late Wednesday into Thursday as a precaution. Laporta, who was 38, was taken to Fairfax Hospital where she died. Nguyen faces second-degree murder charges. Fairfax County Police have recovered a gun believed to have been used in the murder. Why this all occurred is still under investigation. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
April is Limb Loss Awareness Month, the time, of course, to recognize millions of people living with limb loss and limb differences. WTOP Scott Gelman is hearing from a Maryland man whose mission to support that community is not limited to just a few weeks, though.
When you become a double amputee or an amputee of any kind, really, your life kind of comes to a screeching halt.
For Greg Harrigan, that happened in August of 2012. He developed a bacterial infection during chemotherapy, ending up in septic shock. Both of his legs had to be amputated. But with help from physical therapists and other amputees, that's not slowing him down.
I can ride a bike. I swim in a pool. I swim in the ocean. I hike on uneven terrain.
Now he's paying it forward, mentoring others as part of a growing group of people with limb loss or limb difference. Sometimes that means inspiring Ukrainian soldiers who are here for prosthetics and support.
It's kind of cool how their attitudes change when they see me walking and going up and down stairs.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The Army is on track to meet its recruitment goals in 2024. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
The service wants to bring 55,000 recruits by the end of the year. Army Secretary Christine Wormuth says the service has a shot at hitting that goal this fiscal year. The Army Secretary says the service is doing well partly due to the success of its Future Soldier Prep course. Still, the service lowered its recruitment goal this year. In 2023, the Army wanted to bring in 65,000 new soldiers. The service has missed its recruitment targets for nearly a decade. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Now, a quick look at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
Tensions continue to rise in the Middle East as Israel hits back against Iran.
A decision is made on Capitol Hill that could be costly for the House Speaker.
And Americans lose billions of dollars to scammers each year, and that number's on the rise.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Marlowe Furniture. Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale is on. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture, plus free delivery. Visit MarlowFurniture.com for locations and hours. It's 6:18. Time for traffic and weather on the 8s. We start with Rita. What are you seeing?
Well, we have a new problem right now in Maryland on 270. Now, this is northbound in the local lanes, with most of you traveling southbound. It may not cause a big delay, but for now, just something to keep in mind. If you're traveling northbound in the main lane, in the local lanes, please get out of them before 370. Now, they will push you off before 370 if you don't get out before that. But northbound, your lanes are blocked in the local lanes in the area of 370 for what is being called police activity. A lot of flashing lights in the area. Police are across the roadway, again, pushing everybody into the local lanes using the slip ramp, and then you can continue your trip northbound. Now, southbound, all your lanes are open, both local and main lanes, coming from 370, headed to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. We're seeing a delay now on the outer loop of the Beltway from New Hampshire Avenue, making your way past 29 Colesville Road. In the district, southbound DC 295 slows before Benning Road, passing East Capitol Street. I-295 still in good shape, as is the Suitland Parkway. Inbound New York Avenue, maybe a brief tap of the brakes at the light at Bladensburg Road. And in Northwest, it was 17th Street at D Street, where we had a wreck. Now, in Virginia, on 95, northbound first in the area of 17, the right side had been blocked with a wreck. Then it looks good until about Woodbridge. You're starting to slow in Woodbridge near the Prince William Parkway and in Newington, passing the Fairfax County Parkway. The southbound direction is slow from 630 in Stafford, headed toward the Centerport Parkway. There is a work zone in place taking the right side, hopefully clearing by 7 this morning. It's National Donate Life Month. Did you know you can donate a kidney or a piece of your liver while alive? Get the facts about living donations. Go to organdonor.gov, a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff. We've had a run of pretty nice days here. Today may be a little different, possibly.
Yeah, it's not going to be as mild or as pretty, but it's still dry to start off, and there'll be plenty of dry hours. I don't see any rain potential till probably around middle portion of the afternoon. So we've got several good hours going for us. Just not going to be as mild. Yesterday, we made it to 79 degrees, if you can believe it. So it was a warm day. This afternoon, we're only shooting for highs to work their way in the low to mid-60s. Average for this time of year now is up to 70 degrees, so a little short change from Mother Nature with those overcast skies. A couple of showers are possible in the afternoon after 2-3 o'clock, right into the early evening. A few hit or miss showers are possible. Nothing strong or severe, but a few passing showers into the drive time. Later tonight, skies will start to clear out, mid-50s. Tomorrow, breezy for your Saturday, partly sunny, back in the low 70s. Yes, so at least temperatures are milder, but it will be a bit windy at times for your Saturday. By Sunday, though, a push of much cooler air. Sunday morning, 30s in the suburbs, low 40s downtown. More clouds around and just kind of a chilly day with highs only on either side of about 60 degrees. So today, okay. Tomorrow, warmer. Sunday, cooler. That's kind of the way it breaks down. We do get back into sunshine early next week, and we can get back into the low 70s, at least for the start of next week, before the next cold front swings through town. We just kind of go back and forth. That's what happens this time of year. Currently right now in Riverdale, it is 51 degrees. Right now, our friends in Brambleton checking in at 53. Stafford checking in at 54.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Say goodbye to gutter cleaning. Hello to more free time with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
And coming up,
why recreational marijuana stores in Maryland might look like Black Friday this weekend. I'm Nick Iannelli.
621.
Before you use AI to transform your agency, you need to begin with trust. Introducing Watson X Governance. Helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
When we made our McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out and you were streaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
And get money mouth face emoji with 2 orders of crispy, irresistible 10-piece McNuggets. Spicy or classic for just $6. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast, while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 6:23. I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Stores selling recreational marijuana are bracing for big crowds this weekend. That's because tomorrow, April 20th, is known as 420, and it's something of a holiday for marijuana enthusiasts. WTOP's Nick Iannelli says it's being hyped up in our area.
In Maryland's relatively new recreational marijuana industry,
I think everyone's probably feeling like it's their craziest week of the year.
Because of 420, which is expected to lead to long lines at stores across the state.
There's a celebration element and there's a promotional element going on.
Wendy Braunfine, chief brand officer with Curio Wellness, which sells cannabis products to Maryland dispensaries, says you can compare this to Black Friday.
Cannabis consumers, from a retail perspective, expect to go to a store that has specials and deals going on.
Maryland just launched its recreational marijuana market last July, making this the first 420 since that happened. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
The announcement that college basketball star Caitlin Clark will earn less than six figures in her rookie season with the Indiana Fever has reignited debates over fair pay for female athletes. Clark, the WNBA's number one draft pick this year, is set to have a $76,000 starting salary. However, WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says Clark has the ability to make up to $500,000 in league wages and much more from sponsors.
She also has millions and millions of dollars of endorsements. She's actually, because she declared to become pro, her endorsements are higher in dollar value. She has a global platform now, not just a U.S. platform. So she's going to do just fine, as will the top players in the league, as every league does.
Speaking at an event in New York, Engelbert also says the pay gap between the NBA and WNBA players can be contributed to the fact that the NBA has been around much longer.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Rob Woodfork, what's going on this morning, man?
Well, we are talking a little bit about what happened yesterday, and that was the Commanders pre-draft press conference a week before the big event in Detroit. New England has already said they are open for business, referencing the number three overall pick, but general manager Adam Peters said point blank what he plans to do with the number two overall pick.
We feel great about staying at number two. I don't see a whole lot of scenarios where we trade down, to be honest with you. Yeah, we feel great about sticking there.
So there you have it. And Washington turned heads by hosting the top four prospects in the draft, not named Caleb Williams, and did so all at once. Now, Peters did this in San Francisco, but it was new to assistant GM Lance Newmark.